Glad to see everybody happy. It seems that the bar is with everyone, very energetic. So we are going to start a very precious day that will be going to worth more than billions of dollars. So, so we begin with page 110, that at the middle there we have Dwara Sangaha. You know, the Dwara means the sense door. We have six sense doors through which the sense objects enter into the mind. Now, what are the six dwara? Now, we can read from the book there. Number one is chakhu dwara, the eye door. And we say chakhu pasada. So, now the words in the bracket, they refer to the ultimate reality. Now, we say the essential element, or the ultimate reality that represents the idol. So when we say the idol, oh, you, me, us, oh, what do you mean by the idol? It is the whole I? No, it's not the whole I. Only the chakhu pasada. No, chakhu means I. Pasada means, no, the clear matter. The clear matter in the I. The clear sensitive matter. There is pasada. No, we call pasada rupa. So in our pupil there, we have clear sensitive matter where the images reflected over there. So that is the eye door, the sense object. They enter the mind from that door. The same thing with sota dwara, the ear door, is the sota pasada. The sota pasada, the sensitive matter, the sensitive clear matter in the ear. In the ear. So the medical people, they say, oh, well, your eardrum is responsible to hearing because you have the vibration of the sounds there. But still in that eardrum, there is this sota pasada, now clear matter. In meditation, you can see this, the chakhu pasada, sota pasada, as clear matter. You can see them. So as they are observed as clear matter, the Buddha called them chakhu pasada, the clear matter in eye. Sota pasada, the clear matter in the ear. Then you can go on, sota pasada, that will be the nose door. And jiva pasada, kaya pasada, there are five. So you can go on, number three, gana dwara is the nose door, that represents the kana pasada. And the jiva dwara is the tongue door, so it is the jiva pasada. Kaya dwara is the body door. It is the kaya pasada. And mano dwara, the mind door. No, mano is the mind. So the 19 bhavanga takers, we say each one has one type of bhavanga taker. So the bhavanga taker, we call the life continuum, they arise in you all the time when you are not aware of any other external sense object. So that bhavanga taker, your life continuum, serves as the mind door. Serves as the mind door. So we have the name of dwaras here. So you can see. Now, can you name the dwaras in Pali? Chakhu dwara, sota dwara, gana dwara, jiva dwara, kaya dwara. These are rupa pancha dwara. Rupa, they are material door. The material sense door. And the mano dwara is the mind door. So it is the nama. And we will see later, this mind door is much, much more powerful than the material door. You will see. So we have six sense door. Now, we can go to the next topic on page 111. The chittas that in each door. So, there we see in number one there, 46 chittas arrives at the eye door. So when we say like that, you should not take that. All these 46 chittas arise in the eye door. It's not that. What we mean here is, when a visible object appears in the eye door, these 46 chittas can arise. That's what we mean. So, you will see there, the first chitta is pancha dwara vachana, apprehending or confronting, paying attention to the sense object. So yesterday we see when a sense object appears in one of the doors, you have to start with this avachana function. Kriya is function. Now this avachana is, we say, apprehending or paying attention to the sense object. Or you also call it adverting. Adverting or directing your mind towards the object. So you always begin with this. Now, if the sense object appears in one of the five doors, it would be pancha dvara vachana. No, that will perform this function. So you begin with pancha dvara vachana here. So after that, you go to the next function. So what will be that? Since you are paying attention to the object that appears in the eye, so you have to do seeing function. So this dasana teja or seeing function is performed by chakhu vinyana. So there you see chakhu vinyana there. There is a seeing function. So after that, where do you go? After seeing it, that eye consciousness will dissolve. So it had to transmit this, the image to the next teacher. So you go to sampatichana, receiving function, and that will be done by these three sampatichana, the two sampatichana teacher. So there also you should know that two sampatichana teacher will not arise at the same time. Only one teacher will arise, depending on the sense object. If the sense object is disagreeable, not pleasant, so it would be akusala vipaka. So only the time akusala vipaka, chakhu vinyana will arise, followed by akusala vipaka, sampatichana, santirana. So all of these are akusala vipaka. When the sense object is pleasant, we say it is the kusala vipaka, the result of the good karma. So at the time, kusala vipaka, chakhu vinyana, sampatichana, santirana will arise. Alright? So here, what we give the number is the total chitta that can arise. So we say two chakhu vinyana, two sampatichana chitta. And the next would be the santirana, investigating function. And it is performed by these three santirana chitta. Whatever the condition may be there. So you know that when it is quite, just fairly pleasant, you get upikha sandhirana, the kusala vipaka. When the sense object is very, very pleasant, very good, so at that time, you have somanasa sandhirana investigating the sense object. So one of the three, sandhirana, will perform this investigating function. Okay? Then the next, then what do you get after investigating? Vipadana will make the decision. And it is performed by Manodvara Vachana. So Manodvara Vachana will make the decision. So there's an error in the book there. So after Manodvara Vachana, they say deterring. Not deterring, you should say it determining. You change R into M-I-N. You change the second R into M-I-N, determining. So Manodvara Vachana will arise. Okay? Then, you see from here, after you make the decision, you enjoy the sense object. So the jhana, these are the chitta that enjoy the sense object. So again, one of the 29 kama javana will arise. So we have told you, you can divide the 55 javanas into 29 kama javana chitta, and the 26 apana javana. These are jhana, mega, and phala. Only when you get jhana, mega, and phala, the jhana chitta will arise. So at ordinary cases, like awareness of the senses, only one of the 29 jhana chitta will arise. Okay? Only one at a time. Not two chitta can arise at the same time. So whatever is your decision, and you see, it's very, very pleasant, it's nice, you see it, to get it, so lopha mula chitta will go there. Will arise at that time. When you say, it's terrible, I don't like it, then dosa mula chitta will arise at the jhana. So one at a time, but all together, you take 29, up to 29 chitta, can participate that function. the function of Jhana. Then it will be followed by the Dhyalamana, registering. So this one. Nonetheless, finishing off, you register, so they finish off. Actually, these are Dhyalamana, Chika. Now they continue to enjoy the sense pleasure, the sense object. Now they follow the Jhana and enjoy the sense pleasure. Then after that, finish. Well, no more function. So when there's no more function, your regular Bohinga Chika will carry on, we go on. Well, when a sense object arrives, so you begin with this process. Well, soon this process is over, you have the regular Bohinga Chika will flow on, you see. So Bohinga Chika will be flowing on. Well, during the times that you're very aware of any sense object. Okay? Well, alright. So, here the Dhyalamana Chika, we see 8 here. Why do we see 8? Actually, here there are 11 Dhyalamana Chika. No, we say 8 here because this 3 Sandhirana has already counted here. No, in the number 4 or number 3 Sandhirana. No, you have taken 3 Sandhirana already there. So you don't repeat them again. No, so we leave out this Sandhirana. So we just mentioned this 8 Mahavipaka. So we say the Dhyalamana 8. The Dhyalamana 8 refers to this 8 Mahavipaka Chika. So, what is the total number of chaitta that can arise in the idol? 46. Okay, you get that? Alright? So if you get that, then for the next row, it will be the same. So, when you go to number 2 below, 46 chaittas arise at the ear door. The chaittas are S in 1, S above. Just change chakhu vinyana to sota vinyana, right? When you are examining or taking attention of the sense object that appears in the ear, So you begin the same procedure, pancha dwara vachana. Now you have to take the hearing function, that is perform the sota vinyana dvi. Instead of chakhu vinyana, you change into sota vinyana. And the rest will be the same. After hearing consciousness there, you will go on sambarichana, sandhirana, vatthakana, jagana, tatalamana, the same thing, the same process. So the same chitta, so you again have 46. So the same way, 46 chitta will arise in the nostril. Here you change to gana, vinyana, right? Then in the tongue though, the same 46 chitta again, but you will have jiva, vinyana this time. Now in the body though, when you have the touch or something like that, so again, 46 chaitta with kaya vinyana, okay? So you get the 5 door. Now you can go to number 6, that is page 112, number 6. 67 chaitta arise at the mind door. So, say like a thought object, you are thinking about your friend. So that thought will arise in the mind door, you say. But the thought cannot arise in this 5 door. They can arise only in the mind door. So, when the thought arises in the mind door, you begin with this again. The same procedure, you have to begin with avachana. Apprehending it. Taking it into consideration. Taking it into attention. So, this time, since it's a mind door, pancha dharajana will not function. Nanga dharajana will perform this avachana function. Okay. Now, this Manodhara Vachana, it can perform 2 functions. It does the Avachana, then Uttapana, it determines whether it is good or bad. So it's very powerful. The Manodhara Vachana is powerful. So it apprehends the sense object, and since it can be aware of the sense object, it decides, it straight away, it decides whether the sense object is good or bad. So, if it performs this 2 functions, so you skip these things now. So these things are not necessary now. After making the decision, you go on with the jhana. Since you already make the decision whether it's good or bad, then the jhana chitta will arise to enjoy the sense. So here you have only 3 kinds of chitta here. So there, A, Manodhara Vachana, apprehending and determining, right? It performs 2 functions. Okay? Then over there you will get Kama Jhana, after sitting or enjoying the sense pleasure. So, now here, in the mind though, not only the 29 Kama Jhana, no? The 26 Apana Jhana can also arise in the mind though. So, again, these 55 Jhana Chitta will not arise at the same time. When you are enjoying the sense, no, pleasure, the sense object, at that time, Kama Jhana will arise, just as before. No? One of the 29 Kama Jhana will arise. But when you enter into the Jhana, at that time, the Jhana Chitta will arise as Jhana Chitta, no? As Jhana, okay? Now, when you attain the Mega Chitta will arise as the Jhana. Now, when you go on to the Phala, no, when you go to the Phala, Phala Chitta, no, these, when you say Lokutra, these are Mega and Phala Chitta. They will function as Jhana. So, the Jhana, Mega and Phala Jhana also arise in the mind door. No, they arise in the mind door. So, the total, when you are taking the total Chitta, that can arise in the mind of, so you know, take the whole 35 Jhana Chitta, Jhavana Chitta. So we have 35 Jhavana Chitta. So after that, the Jhavana function will be followed by the Dalamana. So in this case, you have to put in all the 11 the Dalamana Chitta. So what is the total number that arises in the mind of? 67. Oh, 67. Okay, so you get that. Then we can go to the next question. No, do we have something that they're all here? Oh, this one. That's not for cross examination. So that's good. So here, this chart, it summarizes our statement there. So you can see these here, the six doors. No? The name of the doors are given here. And these are 89 chapters in brief. So we say, now, Chakudvara, no? When the sense object appears in the eye door, what will do the chapter that will arise? So you are considering with the Chakudvara. So we say you begin with Panchadvara Vachana. Then you get the two chakku vinyana, no? The chakku vinyana. Then you go to the sambadhichana. Chakku vinyana, then you go to two sambadhichana, three santivana, and one vatthapana, and then 29 kama javana, then eight dadalamana. No? We have already said, you get 36. The same thing with the sota dwara. Here you will get, now what are the chitta that arise in the sota dwara? Please say, no? Because I'm saying, no? I do not know whether you get it or not. So better you say it now. Okay, that will be the chitta that arises in the sota dwara. Don't look at your book. You just say them here. Okay, what are they? You begin with pancha dwara vachana, two sota vinyana, two sambadhichana. So after that you go to sambadhichana. Then, three santirana, one vatthavana, 29 kanna javana, and eight dadalamana. So you get 46 again for the total. When you go to the gana dwara, you put in gana vinyana. For jiva dwara, you put in jiva vinyana. And for kaya dwara, you put in kaya vinyana. Now, what are the total number of teachers that appear in this five door? So that's a good question. So, how many? Oh, you just add this up. You just add this up. Now for each door, we say you get 46. Now for the other four doors, you have to put in this eight chitta. You add 8 to 46. What do you get? 54. Do you know what are those 54 chitta? What are these 54 chitta? They are the 54 Kama Vajra Chitta. No? So, these 54 Kama Vajra Chitta, no, they arise in the five doors. So we say they arise most often Not in us, in the karma sphere. So they are called karma vachara. Okay. Now, for the mind door, what are the chitta? Not that arise in the mind door. So you begin here, that you begin with manodvara. So we have here a vachana, so you should take it as manodvara vachana. Then, after vachana, what do you get? Javana and dadalamana. So, 55 javana chaitas, not both karma and apana javana. You get all the 55. And the 11, dadalamana, total 67. Now, there's one more here. No, we see the dwara vimu. No, vimu means vimukti. Actually, if you put in TI, that would be better. No? So, usually in Myanmar, we just call them dwara vimu. So, it means dwara vimukti. Vimukti means no, free or escape, free. No? So, we call this door free chitta. No, door free means they do not appear at any door. They don't appear at any door. So what are these chaitta? No, there are 90. So they say according to this no, table or chart, they are the two upika sandhirana chaitta. The 8, the dhalamana chaitta. No, you already take sandhirana here. So you don't repeat sandhirana again here. So you take 8, the dhalamana, and the 9 mahakata. 19 of them. You remember what are these 19 chaitas? These are this one. No, the same one. So those chaitas, you can see here, 2 upikarsanyana, 8 maha vipaka, 9 mahakata vipaka. They perform the function of patisanti, bhavinga, and chuti. So no, these chaitas, they do not appear in the door, in any door. They don't appear at any door. So we are not aware of them. No? They do not appear at any door. They are not processed according to this no? series. So we cannot know them. No? So on page 112, no, at the bottom there, number 6 there, no, I give that remark to you. The 19 Patisanti Chaitas, the 19 Dawinga Chaitas, and the 19 Chuti Chaitas are called Dwara Vimukti. No, that means door-free. Now, I also gave you the reason there. One, they do not arise in any of the sense doors, such as the eye door, the ear door. They don't arise. Number two, the linga chaitas themselves serve as the mind door. And three, they exist without perceiving any new external object pertaining to the present life. So, we are concerned to be aware of the present existence only. No, we are not supposed to know the past, no, the past sense object. If you know the past sense object, no, that will interfere with your present awareness of the present sense object. So you need not do it. No? So because of that, they are door-free. So this is what the chart says now. So again, we make the statistics. No, so if some panja dwara vachana, no, they appear in all the 5 doors. So we say here 5. That is the number of doors where they can appear. Like the chakra vijnana, they appear only in the either, only in one door. So you just put 1, 1, 1. Now if they appear in 5 doors, you put 5. If they appear in all the 6 doors, you put 6. If they appear always in the 6 doors, you say 6 always. And some appear only sometime. So we put this remark. And no, from this, we give you this question now. What are the chaitas that appear only in one door? No, and appear in no, a single door, you might say. So there are 36 chaitas no, that appear in a single door. What are they? So you can see the 111 here. No, so these are the 10 dvipanca vijnana, right? They appear only in each door, right? And you have 26 jhana chitta that appears only in the mind door. So 10 plus 26, you get 36. Now what are the chitta that appear inside doors? There are 3 chitta. Can you find it? What are they? So you can find here 5, panja dwara vachana and sambadichana. They appear in all the 5 doors, right? Now, such are the teachers that always appear in the sixth door. Okay, we see 31. So you just look at the six always here. So, so manasa sandhidana chaita. And vatthapana chaita. And the 29 karma jhavana chaita. So you get 31. Now there are 10 chaitas that appear in the six doors sometime. Not always. No? So we say, what are they? Here. You have the 2 upekha sandhidana chaita. And the 8 Padalamana chaitas, these 10 chaitas, they appear in the 6 doors sometimes, but not always. Why? Now when they perform the Patisanti, Dhauna, Bhavanga and Chuti function, so these are the 10, these are the 10, the 2 Upekha Sandhyana and the 8 Mahavitaka. When they perform one of these functions, now these 10 do not appear in any sense of no sense at all. Just like here we say, no, among the Dorfi, among Dwara Vimoti, here, the 2 Upekha Sandhidana and the 8 the Dhalamana. No? So they are Dorfi when they perform one of these functions. Alright? But they can also perform other functions. Like Sandhidana would perform Sandhidana function. No, here, Sandhidana function, so it appears in the 5 door. And when it performs the Kadalamana function, it appears. And when it performs the Kadalamana function, it appears in all the 6 door, right? And again with the 8 Mahavipaka, no, in addition to these 3 functions, it also performs the Kadalamana. So when it performs the Kadalamana function, it appears in all the 6 door. These are the 5 doors, this is the mind door. So they appear in the 6 doors sometimes, we say. Alright? So there are 9 chaita that are dorsi, always dorsi, never appear in the doors, that are they. So you can see here, no, that's the 6 dorsi, the 9 mahakata vipaka chaita. Why? Why they are always dorsi? Because no, they perform only this function. When they perform this function, we say they don't appear in the door. And they don't perform other functions. So they are always door free. Okay. So, it's not very, very difficult question. Very easy. So let's go to the next topic. We call Alambana Sangaha. You can look at your book there. Alambana. Or aramana, no? Aramana means sense object. Now both these words, anandana or aramana, it means sense object. Chaita and chaitasikas, let me compile briefly here, in accordance with the sense objects. So we describe the 6 sense objects first now. Now what are they? You can read. Rupa ramana, visible object. Rupa or vanna. Again, those words in the bracket, no, they refer to the ultimate rupa that represents visible object. Now, when we say visible object, no, so what do you mean by the visible object? The whole of my body and mind? No, it's not that. No, so only rupa or vanna. No, vanna is the appearance. Only the appearance. So, no, that is, these rupa or vanna, they are ultimate rupa. They refer to ultimate rupa. Similarly, sabda ramana, they are the sound. So again, we say sabda. The ultimate rupa that represents the sound is called sabda. Sabda. And number 3, ganda ramana. Then you get rupa ramana. Actually, that rupa, you have to put a bha, a long. So they don't have a long there. Rupa ramana, sabda ramana, ganda ramana, rasa ramana, pitabha ramana, dhamma ramana. No? Because when you combine the rupa and aramana, actually you are combining rupa and aramana. It should be rupa ramana. Moksha become rupa aramana. The same thing. So when you combine sabda and aramana, it becomes sabda aramana. You know, that is the way the Pali word spell. So you need the da over there. So ganga aramana is a smell. So the ultimate rupa for smell is ganga. And rasa aramana is the taste, and we call it rasa. And puttada aramana, the tangible object. And the ultimate reality, the skin for the tangible object is the puri, vayo, and tejo. No? So, you are a little familiar with the puri. No? The puri is hardness and softness. So when you see in the forehead, it's hard. Now in the jindal, there is soft. So that hardness and softness that you can see, and that represents the puri. No? And tejo is hotness or coolness. That represents tejo. And you have the vayo. Vayo is the pushing, we say. Pushing and supporting. No? When you press it, there's pushing and supporting. That is vayo. So the prattadharamana, the tangible object, represents three ultimate rupa. Battery, vayo, and tejo. Now, these five sense objects are common. No? Common. We are aware of them. No? We know them. Now, the sixth sense object is quite exceptional here. Now we call it dhammaramana. Now it's a mind object. Now you read to the next paragraph. Now this mind object is sixfold, we say. So it includes six kinds of objects. One is five prasada rupa, sensitive parts of the organ. So that five prasada rupa you have already seen. No, we say chakku prasada, sota prasada, gana prasada. No, that represent the five sense door. So you can see this clear matter, prasada rupa, because they can appear in the mind door. When they can appear in the mind, though, you can see it with the mind, with the mind chitta that arises, like the 60-cent chitta. We say the mano vara chitta. You can see with them. The same day, number two is 16. Sukhu, when we say sukhuna rupa. Same day, number two is 16. Sukhuma rupa. No, why do we, when we say sukhuma rupa, that means sapto matter. So there are two kinds of matter, gross and sapto. No? So the gross matter represents the first five sense objects. No? Sense object number 1 to 5. No? They represent 12 gross rupa. Now you can see the 12 rupa. What are the 12 rupa? No, the rupa ramana is vanna. You take vanna. And the second one is sattva, ganda, rasa. Okay, you get the four there. And for the tangible object, you have to take patavi, vayo, tejo. So you get 7 ultimate rupa there, right? Okay, so these 7 rupa, no? Rupa means matter. These 7 kinds of matter you can see, no? You can hear. No, there is, you can be aware, these five senses. We represent the five senses. Then you combine that with the five prasada rupa. You get 12. No? Five prasada and those 7 rupa. So these 12 rupa, they are called gross rupa because they can be easily understood. Like the five sense objects, no, we can be aware of them. So they are very distinct, very clear. So we say they are gross matter. And also when we say the clear rupa in the eye, so you can be aware of that, you can know that. So the five asada and this 7 rupa, the 12 of them are called, we call them ola rika. So we will come later on when we come to the rupa. So we have to wait for next year for that. So don't worry here, I'm just trying to give you some information that you should know. I'd like you to know. Now these 28 rupa, now you get 12 gross rupa. You combine with the 16 sapta rupa here, so they become 28.
So all the 28 kinds of matter, they are represented in the six senses. When we say six kinds of the sense objects, so they include all these 28 matter, right? Now we go on. Now number three is 89 chittas. That means all consciousness can appear in the mind door. If they appear in the mind door, you can see them. Now with the mind door chitta, you can see them with the mind door chitta. And then number four is 52 chitta seekers, the mental concomitant. So they can also appear in the mind door. So they can also be observed. Now that's why I tell you, chitta and chitta seeker can be observed according to Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma say they can be observed, but you have to observe them. With the chitta that has the power, to see or to observe this thing. You have to observe with that power. Otherwise you cannot see. Just like if you want to see bacteria in a drop of blood, the blood from a person who suffer from malaria, then by looking at the blood, you cannot see any bacteria, because your eye is not capable to see that. But when you enlarge it, with the microscope, you can see it. So the same thing, you need the power to see it. So here, you need the concentration. When you get the concentration, you can see them. So, and four is 52 chitta seekers, and the next one is Nibbana. So, actually, Nibbana is not the finest sense object, not the finest, the subtlest. Nothing more subtle than Nibbana. So Nibbana can be seen, can be realized, can be observed by Magga Chittas and Phala Chitta. So even if Nibbana can be observed, why don't Chitta and Chitta Seekers be observed? So you can have the very rational thinking. So when people, when they don't believe, oh, you cannot see the Chitta and Chitta Seeker. Abhidhamma say you can see them. So if still you don't believe, come to our meditation center. So you're welcome. Anytime. The center is open all the time. All the time. Anytime you can come. Any time of the year. Any time of the day. We will accept you. If you arrive at midnight, it's all right for us. You are willingly welcome. So, we are poor in money, but we are very rich in the in the sattva. Okay, now there's a sixth type of object again. There we say concept. Concepts such as kasina namita. So when you undertake kasina meditation, we tell you first with open eye you observe the earth disk. Now you reflect patavi. Now when you get a certain concentration, we ask you to close your eyes. Now when you close your eyes, you can see that earth disk clearly as you have seen it with open eye. So with closed eye you are seeing that. So that is called concept. Those are concept. So concept, actually they don't represent anything. Concept is just concept. No matter, no chitta in there, so it is just nothing. It is nothing, but you can see it, this concept. So concept can also be seen by, can appear in the mind door. So we see them, since they appear in the mind door. So when you take the six sense objects, these six sense objects, they include all matter. So I also explained to you, they include all the 28 types of matter. They also include all chittas. They include all chitta seekers. And they include nibbana and concepts. So that means everything in the universe and outside the universe. Everything. All paramatta. You can see all paramatta. Rupa, chitta, chitta seeker, nibbana. These are the ultimate realities. All of them are included here. And it also includes the concepts. No, the concepts, so everything, no, are included in the six sense objects, and they are visible. They can be known. No, so if you have the mind is very strong, very powerful, it can be aware of everything in the universe. Okay, so if you look at the dictionary, now any dictionary you will see that will describe the five senses. No, because people are aware only the five senses. They don't know the Dhamma Ramana, the Dhamma Ramana, no, the mind object. They don't know the mind object exists. No? So the mind object, no, it does exist. So they had another word in the dictionary. They say the sixth sense. No? You have the sixth sense, you say. But that doesn't mean the sixth sense object. It doesn't mean that. No, when you say you have the sixth sense, you have some vision of that. So that is like, no, another property, like the abhinya. Okay. Now, for describing the six sense objects, we go to the next page, the page 140. The takers and sense objects according to Dhol. Now, we can read number one. The 46 takers that arise at the eye door are known as Chakkhu-dvarika takers. They are aware of the presence and visible object only. So you should coordinate, you know, with this statement. Now we say 46 takers can arise in the eye door. So these 46 takers that arise in the eye door are called Chakkhu-dvarika. Chitas, no, in Pali, Chakkhu-dvarika chitta. They are aware of only the present visible object. So number two would say the 46 chitas that arise in the ear door. So what would you call them? Sota-dvarika chitta. They will be aware of only the present sound. And the 46 at the nose door, you will call them Gana-dvarika chitta. They will be aware of only the present smell. And the 46 chaitas in the tongue door, you will call them jiva dvarika chaita. They will be aware of only the present taste. And the 46 chaita in the body door, you call them the kaya dvarika chaita. They are aware of only the present tangible object, no? The present touch. So in these five doors, no? Only present sense objects can be aware, can be cognized. Now, if you look at number six, no, on page 14, now, what does number six say? The 67 chaitas, they are aware of all the six sense objects, which may be present, past, future, or independent of time. So if you consider that statement, no, that statement is very, very marvelous. Very, very marvelous. No, so the mind is very, very powerful. It can be aware of all these six, no, types of sense objects. So according to this statement, not the mind chitta, you call them Manodvarika chitta, the 67, these 67. So they can be aware of the chitta, chitta seekers, nibbana, and the concept. No? So they can be aware according to their statement. Not only that, no, not only the present objects, but also the past objects, the future objects, and which are, no, the objects that are independent of time. Well, so it is very marvelous. You know, many people would say, oh, the first sense objects, they already dissolve. How can you be aware of them? Well, no. Now you close your eyes and think of the pitchiness pebbles. Don't you see them? Don't you see them? Why did you see them? No? But because they are already recorded in your mind, you have seen it. So you can recall this. No, you can recall this. Just like you have taken a photograph. And you can see this photograph, no, you can look it back. Now you have the video camera, so you can see the living things again in the video camera. So even science can produce you the past record. No, so the mind record is very powerful, powerful, more powerful than the scientific records. So you can see them. No, so after watching a movie, so you reflect on them again, not from beginning to end, by history. So that means you're looking back at that. So you can see the past object. Now, more marvelous is, you can see the future object. How can that be? No, the future does not arise yet. How can you see that? Well, like in science, no, we can say, now by studying the movement of the earth and the moon and the sun, the relative movement, by studying that, you can make forecast. At what time you will get the solar eclipse? No? So when what time you will get the moon eclipse? You can tell in advance. No? So for those who didn't know these mathematics, no, and the regular the procedure here, for them, how can you know the solar eclipse? Or not the moon eclipse will arise in such and such day, at such and such minute, and second, exactly you can tell that. But when you know the mathematics, it becomes easy. Not the same thing. We say there's supernormal power. We call anagatamsa apanya. Now that can be a way of the future. No, the future events. What will happen? No, next year? Next 20 years, no, you can know in ahead. So of course if you get that, no, you can play the stock and share very well. So you don't have to do anything, you will be billion and billion. So there is no such opinion. There is such opinion. So if you are interested, again come to our meditation study. And not the best example is illustrated by Dipengara Buddha. No, when you read about our Bodhisattva, no, in the existence of Submeja, now he lie prostrate on the ground, no, with hands raised, and he was wishing to become a Buddha. No? So Buddha Dimgara, no, tried to see whether this Bodhisattva would really become a Buddha. When would he become a Buddha? So he looked at the future there. Not in this in the present universe, but in the future universe. So many universes he passed by. So he say, after 4 asankhya and 100,000 world cycles, you will become a Buddha. Now in this, Patakappa we call this world, now by the name of Gautama Buddha. Your parents would be King Suddhodana and Mahamaya Devi. And your two chief disciples are Sariputta and Moggallana. So he said everything in detail. How could he see that? No, say, oh asankhya. No, one asankhya means incalculable number of worlds, not between two Buddha. So according to this, you should be aware there are many worlds the Buddha did not appear at all. So incalculable number of worlds is called one asankhya. So 4 asankhya and 100,000 world cycles, in the future, then you will become a Buddha. So how could you understand it? We could not understand. No, so the Buddha said, this abhinya is very high knowledge. You are just kindergarten. You are kindergarten class. You cannot know this. That's true. So when you yourself can develop this opinion, then you can know. No, you can know. So we better stop there. So there are 6 sense objects. No? And we go to the next topic there. Individual chitta and sense objects. serve here, no, we have Ichat here. No, we have Ichat here. So this chart will describe that different chitta have different power of observing sense object. They don't have the same power. They have different power. So the reading of the chart is given here. No, in this book, we give you the reading of this chart here. Now if you read number one, no, please read first. Chakku vinyanadhi, aware of the present visible object only. Sota vinyanadhi, aware of the present sound only. Now you can go on. No? What is good in a Abhidhamma? If you know one thing, then the rest are the same. No? So here we have chat number five, we call Aramana Sangaha chat. So the Aramana, you remember? Aramana means sense object. So the sense object, this serves as the cause. Patya means the cause. So the sense object serves as the cause. And based on this cause, you get the effect. So patyupanna means the effect of the patya. And what you get, we call aramanika chaita. The chaita that awares of the sense object. So what we just read here, no, the present visible object will be observed by the chakku vinyana dvi. So according to our reading there, we say that through eye consciousness, they are aware of the present visible object only. Now you can go on. The sota vinyana dvi, they will be aware of the present sound. Kana vinyana dvi, they will be aware of the present smell. Jiva vinyana dvi, they will present taste. And kaya vinyana dvi, they will be aware of the present tangible object. So these ten chitta, they are aware of the present five sense objects. Now you go to the next. The three manodhatu. Now, the manodhatu means the mind element. They represent pancha dwara vachana and the two sampatichana. So remember, this pancha dwara vachana and the two sampatichana, they are known as the mind element. No? The mind element, manodhatu. Now, since they arise in all the five doors, they are aware of all the five sense objects. No? So here we say, these manodhatu, they are aware of all the present five sense objects. Then you go to the next one. The Dhyalamana Chaitas, 11 of them, not these 11, the Dhyalamana Chaitas, and the Hasi Tupada, the 12 Chaitas, they are aware of six karma sense objects, we say. So, these six karma sense objects comprise 54 karma vajra chaitas. And 52 chaita seekers associated with this chaita, and also the 28 types of rupa. So when you take all the 28 types of rupa, it also includes the subtle rupa that represent the mind object. And chaita and chaita seeker, they belong to the mind object. So in addition to these five sense objects, they also are aware of the mind object, part of the mind object, not all the mind object, right? So we say they are aware of six karma sense object. That means this sense object comprises only to the karma chitta and chitta seeker. So we call them karma sense object, okay? It should be clear? No? Okay. Now, you combine these three groups, 10 through 12, they make 25. So we say these 25 chittas are karma ekan. It should be E. No, E. Should be E here. Karma ekan. Ekan means one. Oh, so they take only one sense object, one type of sense object. That is the karma sense object. All these are the karma sense object. No, so we call them these 25 chittas. There are 25 chittas. that are aware of only the karma sense object. What are they? Then you can mention his name. Then you go and you go down. No? So you can read the 12 Akusala Chaita and Mahakusala Jnana Vibhuta 4. And also 4 Mahakriya Jnana Vibhuta Chaita. Altogether you get 20. These 20 Chaita, they are aware of 6 Lokiya sense objects. So when we say Lokiya, they comprise all the Lokiya Chaita and the Chaita seekers associated with them, all Rupa and also concepts. So they also take the 6 sense objects, including the Lokiya Chaita. So we call them 6 Lokiya sense objects. Now within Gujugurta, the Mahakusala Jnana Sampayutta, there are 4 of them. No, the Mahakusala Jnana Sampayutta, the 4 of them. And the Rupa Kusala Abhinyana, so that represents this chitta. Now when we put the Abhin there, that means Abhinya. Now when the Abhinya, supernormal knowledge, is associated with the 5th channel, so we call it the Abhinya, Rupa Kusala Abhinya Chaita. So these 5 Chaita, they are aware of all 6 sense objects except Arhata Magga and Arhata Phala. No? So we have here all Chaitas except Arhata Magga and Arhata Phala. And the Chaita seekers associate with them all the 28 types of Rupa and all concepts, and also Nibbana. No, these 5 chaita, they can be aware of Nibbana also. Now you go down, Mahakriya Jnana Sambhuta chaita. So the chaitas that arise only in Arahats, you take the 4 Jnana Sambhuta Mahakriya chaita. And the Kriya Abhinyana. So for Arahats, they develop Abhinya based on this 5th Rupa Vachara Kriya Chaita. So we call it the Kriya Abhinya Chaita. And Manodwara Vachana, the 6th Chaita. We can be aware of all 6 sense objects comprising all chaitas, all chaita seekers, all rupa, all concepts and nibbana. Now, so if you take this 3 group, they amount to 31. We call them Kama, Mahakata, concepts, Anekam. When we say Anekam, they are aware of more than one type of sense object. If they are aware of only one type, you say Ekam. So Anekam means many, many sense objects. So they can be aware of the Kama object, Mahakata object. No, Mahakata objects mean the Mahakata Chaita and Chaita Sika. So this Mahakata Chaita and Chaita Sika, they are called Mahakata objects. And concepts, they can be aware of the concepts also. So they are Anekam Chaita. Now, this 5 and 6, they also observe Nibbana. No, so we call this 11, Nibbana Anekam Chaita. Nibbana Anekam Chaita means they are aware of Nibbana as well as other sense objects. Okay? Now you can go down again. The 15 Rupa Vajra Chaita, Abhinyana Dvi accepted. You have already taken the Abhinyana Dvi. So the 15 Rupa Vajra Chaita, they are aware of only concepts. Now the concepts are including in the Dhamma Ramana, that is the mind object. And you know these are the Jhana Chaita. So they take the concepts which derive from these 26 Kamatana. So these are 26 subjects of meditation that can develop the Rupa Vachara Jhana Chaita. Now what are they? The 10 Kasina, the 10 types of Asubha, and Kaya Katasati, Anapanasti, and Brahma Vihara, the 4 Brahma Vihara, the sublime living. So these 26, the the subjects of meditation can give rise to these 15 rupa vajra chaita, and these chaita, they take the concept or the signs, no, produced from these meditation. And again, of the 12 are rupa vajra chaita, the 3 akasananta yarana chaita, they are also aware of only concept, and that concept is akasa, space. So I tell you, when you grow to the arupa vajra chaita, no, you have to observe akasa, space, to develop the arupa vajra, no, the first kusala chaita. What do you call it? Akasa nanja yarana kusala chaita. Now, if this chaita takes place as its object, it's resultant. No, it's resultant. Akasa nanja yarana vipaka chaita also takes place as its object. They have the same object. Now for the arahats, when they develop the arupa jhana, they also have to take that space, no, as an object of meditation. So this akasa nanja yarana kriya chaita also observed or takes place as its object. So we see 3 akasa nanja yarana chaita, right? So the 3 akasa nanja yarana chaita, they take akasa as their object. No? So, and the 3 akinchanya yarana chaita. So the 3 akinchanya. Akinchanya means nothingness. So they take nothingness as their object. So we say nati kinchi, which means nothingness, these 3. So now these 6 arupa chaita also takes the concepts for their object. So if you combine 15 and 6, you get 21. We call them panyati ekam. Panyati means concept. So concepts, in Pali we call panyati. So they are aware of only the concept, this 21. Now, 3 vinyananta yarana chaita. So, no, you get the vinyananta yarana chaita here. What is the object of this chaita? So, that's a good question again. So, I say, I better don't ask the questions. So, this vinyananta yarana chaita takes akasa nanja yarana chaita as its object. No? After you develop akasa nanja yarana chaita, you take that chaita as object and you meditate on. Vinyana, 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 you meditate. So when you attain the jhana, we call it vinyananja yarana chaita. So that, no, the akasa nanja yarana chaita is mahekata chaita. So we say it takes mahekata object. The same thing with the nirvasanya. No? When you develop nirvasanya, nasanya, jana, jhana, you have to take the akinchanya, jana, chitta as the object. So, no, we say, these 3 vinyananta yarana chitta, the 6 akasananta yarana chitta, no, as its object. And nira, 3 nirvasanya, nasanya, yarana chitta, we take the akinchanya yarana chaita. So if you are not arahat, you take the kusala chaita as the object. If you are an arahat, you take the kriya chaita as the object. No? So these 6 chaita, they take mahekata object. So we call them mahekata ekan. No? The 6 are mahekata ekan. And the 8 lokutara chaita, they take nibbana as their object. So we call them Nibbana Ekam, because they take only Nibbana, no other object. So how many chaitas are there that are aware of Nibbana? So you have Nibbana Ekam 8 and Nibbana Anekam 11. So there are 19 chaitas that can be aware of Nibbana. And we have the 19 chaitas, no? We call which perform the Patisanti, Bhavanga and Chuti, no, functions, these 19. So these 19 Patisanti Chaita, and the 19 Bhavendra Chaita and the 19 Chuti Chaitas, they take the past Kamma or Kamma Nimitta or Gati Nimitta, which actually comprise all the six sense objects as the object. So I will explain to you about this in the next chapter. So you get this chart. So this chart describes various chaita and the objects that they contain. So it's a very good chart for that. Now let's go to the next topic, Vattu Sangaha. Now what does Vattu mean? Vattu means the physical base, depending on which the various chaitas and the associated chaita seekers arise. There are six such physical bases. Please read them. Chakhu Vattu, Chakhu Prasada, the eye sense organ. Sota Vattu, Sota Prasada, the ear sense organ. Gana Vattu, Gana Prasada, the nose sense organ. Jiva Vattu, Jiva Prasada, the tongue sense organ. Kaya Vattu, Kaya Prasada, body sense organ. Hadya Vattu, physical place that exists in the blood of the heart. So we call them the heart based. So these are the places. All of them are material bases. The chaita and chaita seeker has to depend on this physical basis for their arising. So without the help of this, the basis, the chaita and chaita seeker cannot arise. So in this respect, we compare chaita and chaita seekers to an invalid person. Now, when that invalid person is in bed, he could not get up by himself. He's too weak. Now, if you put a rope line, so he may pull the rope and he can sit up. And if you give him support like a walking stick, so if you give them good support, he may be able to stand up. So the chitta and chitta seeker are just this invalid person. They cannot get up, arise by themselves. They have to pull on the sense object. You need the sense object for them to pull on. And they need the support, the support of the physical place for their arising. The aramana, the sense object, and the physical bases are required for their arising. So we say there are six physical bases. And the first five, they are the five pasada rupa. The five pasada rupa. So the five sense doors, they also represent the five pasada. Now the five physical bases, they are also again the five pasada. So you may ask, now chakhu pasada, the clear sensitive matter in the eye. So it is the eye door as well as the eye piece. So we can call this the eye piece because the physical piece in the eye. That means the eye piece. So how can it be? Well, you can see the visible object appears in the chakhu prasada. So because the visible object appears in the chakhu prasada, you call chakhu prasada as ito. Now, we say the visible object is the striking element. And this eye base, the chakhu prasada, is the receiving element. Now when you get the contact there, the eye consciousness arises as the resultant. So that eye consciousness, it does arise at the point of contact of the sense object with the prasada rupa. So which physical base it must depend on for its arising? This chakhu, chakhu vinyana, the eye consciousness, it arises at the point of contact, I say, of the circumferable and the visible object. So, which physical place this chakku vijnana will depend on? Since it arises on chakku prasada, it will depend on the chakku prasada. So, the chakku prasada is the place where the visible object appears. So you call it idol. And the chakku prasada is the place that supports chakku vijnana to arise. So chakku prasada serves both as the idol and the eye base. The same thing, sota prasada will serve as the ear door as well as the ear base, and gana prasada, the nose door and the nose base, and jiva prasada, the tongue door and the tongue base, and kaya prasada, the body door and the body base. So you are aware of the sense object, the touch, wherever you touch, wherever you touch. So according to my description, dikaya vijnana, the body consciousness, will arise at the point of the touch. It will arise at the point of the touch. So these 10 chitta, they arise in the eye, in the ear, in the nose, in the tongue, and in the whole body. These 10 chitta, and all the remaining chitta, how many remaining? 79. You subtract 10 from 89. So all the 79 chitta will depend on the heart base. So the heart base, we say they are physical base that exists in the blood of the heart. So in the blood of the heart, these physical bases exist. Now, all these physical bases, prasada rupa, and we call this the hatya vattu. This base is we call hatya vattu. So these are produced by the karma. By the karma that conditions our existence. So we call them kamaja rupa. So they are being produced by karma every instant. Every moment they are arising and they dissolve, arising and dissolve. So they are present here. So there will be billions of hatya vattu in your blood of the heart. So most of the mind, the chitta, they arise here. Only the dvi pancha vijnana, the dvi pancha vijnana, they arise here. Only the dvi pancha vijnana, the dvi pancha vijnana, they arise in these five bases. All the remaining in the heart base. So we can see lopa mula chitta will arise where? On the heart base. So when the handsome left, he holds the hand of his beautiful maiden. How do they see? So they see here in the heart, because lopa mula chitta arise in the heart. So you get the sensation in the heart. You get sensation in the heart. Now when you hear a light bang, like inspiration banging there. So what do you say? I have the scale here in the heart. Because those are mula chitta also arise in the heart. Most of the other chitta arise in your heart. Okay, you get the six bases now. Now, on page 117. here, we have a chat on bondage here. So, we can read that later on. We discuss here. Vittu and bondage. So, bondage means the plane of existence. Now, number one, in the 11 karma planes, that is the sense here, all the six bases, vattu, exist. Now, how many vattu exist in us? In you, how many vattu do you have? You have all the six. In the sense here, we have all the six. Now, in the two, we see, in the fine material sphere, that is rupa loka, that means in the rupa brahma. In the rupa brahma, there are only three physical bases. Namely, chakra vattu, sota vattu, and hatya vattu. So they have chakra vattu. If they have chakra vattu, they can have eye consciousness arising depending on them. So they have chakra vattu because they want to observe the Buddha. When the Buddha appear in the world. They also have sota vattu because they like to listen to the Dhamma. And Hadyavati is essential for the arising of all other chaitas. When they arise in Hadyavati. So these three vatsas are present in the Rupa Brahma. They don't have the other three. They don't have the other three. No? So they don't have Dhanavati, Jivavati, Kayavati. So if they don't have this way, that means they don't, no, they can't get the Dhana Vinyana, the nose consciousness. No, the tongue consciousness, the body consciousness they can have. So that implies they do endure, no, the smell, the taste, and the touch. No, they do endure. Then in that case, when we ask, then don't the Rupa Brahma eat anything? Since they do enjoy the taste, don't they eat anything? What do you say? What do you say? Well, you can suggest. Do they eat? No. So do they want to be Brahmas then? Because we have, no, we say Rasa Dhamma. No, we have clinging to the taste. Oh, if you have nothing to eat in the tomorrow, I won't go. But actually, they are enjoying greater bliss than the sensual bliss. No? So, if you can enjoy the channa bliss, which is superior, no, without any struggle preparing the food, all those things, so it's actually better, you know, to be Brahma. And since they have, they do enjoy the touch, so you may inquire, oh, don't they have any relation between the males and females? So what do you think? Again, no. No, again, no. And they say, those Brahma, no, they don't have even the male organ and the female organ. They don't have any good organ. You don't need them. You don't need them. Then you don't eat anything, you don't drink anything. So you don't have to go to the latrine. Well, you don't know that. So it's not necessary. So they don't appear. You don't need that. No? And since they don't have any male or female organ, they are neither male or female. They look very big, they look like males, but they are neither male and female. So, why, you may ask, why don't they have, you know, these three vatsas? No, that is due to the power of meditation, we say. No, due to the power of meditation. So, to become Brahma, you have to develop Rupa Jhana, no, in the human world. So, when you develop the Rupa Jhana, you have to undertake meditation. So we tell you, during that meditation, if your mind wanders towards seven sense objects, you call it back. You don't let it go to the sense object. That means, you ask your mind, don't enjoy the sense object, the sense pleasure anymore. So when you get the jhana, that means you are successful in training your mind not to enjoy the sense pleasure. So when you come to the Brahma, because of this karma, no, this karma, makes you the Brahma now, you don't enjoy the sense pleasure there because you already abandoned them. And of course, you are very inferior, no, the bliss, the sense pleasure compared to the Brahma there. So, they are not sorry, they just abandoned it. So, you go to number two there. Now, in the immaterial sphere, there is Arupa Loka, but no watches exist because the sense pleasure compared to the Dhamma bliss. See, they are not sorry, they just abandon it. So, you go to number three there. Now, in the immaterial sphere, there is Arupa Loka. Now, no watches exist because no corporeal reality exists there. Again, due to the meditation power of Samatha Bhavana to enter Arupa Jhana. So, when you take meditation, to develop a Rupa Jhana, we say you have to abandon the Rupa. You have to abandon the Rupa. You don't look even at the sign associated with the casino. You abandon it. So when you obtain the Rupa Jhana, and because of that karma, you become a Rupa Brahma, no material.
because you have already abandoned them. So no rupa in those bandhan. When there's no rupa, no physical basis, so they don't have any vachu. But they have the chitta and vivacitta. So we say in arupa brahma, when the chitta and vivacitta can arise in them without depending on any vachu. No? So you can see that. Then we can go to the next page. We say the vijnana vachu. So vijnana means chitta, consciousness. They are synonymous. Here, statue means element, no? But literally it means element. What is the element, no, means here? Is that which carries its own characteristic. So we say an element is neither a person nor a being. No? It is only that which bears its own characteristic. So if you see this as element, no, you are sure they are, no, they are not living being. They are just something that, no, has their own property. No? So when we say the dhatu means just the element. So when you can see the whole body just made of element, then you can, no, destroy or abandon your personality belief, bringing this combination to be I. So here we say the vijnana dhatu. So you are dividing all the 1989 chitta into 7 kinds of elements now. So number 1, we call Chakku Vijnana Dhatu. So it comprises the 2 eye consciousness, which depend on Chakku Vattu for their arising. And again, number 2, the 2 ear consciousness is taken to be Sota Vijnana Dhatu. They depend on Sota Vattu for their arising. And Grama Vijnana Dhatu means the 2 nose consciousness, they depend on Grana Vattu for the arising. Number 4, Jiva Vijnana Dhatu, no? For the sense, the 2 tongue consciousness, they depend on Jiva Vattu for the arising. And Kaya Vijnana Dhatu means the 2 body consciousness, they depend on Kaya Vattu. Number 6 is Mano Dhatu, no? That comprises the Pancha Dwara Vachana and the 2 Sankatikshana. They depend on Hadyavachu for the arising. And Mano Vijnana Dhatu, no, it comprises all the remaining 76 status, and they depend on Hadyavachu for the arising. And the last chart we have there is shown here on this picture. We call Vachu Sangaha. Now, there are 6 Vachu. What are they? Chakku Vachu, we say, Sota Vachu, Gana Vachu, Jiva Vachu, Kaya Vachu, and Hadya Vachu. Now these are the chitta, no, that depend on various Vachu. Now, of these, the 2 Chakku Vijnana chitta, no, the 2 eye consciousness, they depend on Chakku Vachu. The 2 Sota Vijnana depend on Sota Vachu, 2 Gana Vijnana depend on Gana Vajra, 2 Jiva Vijnana depend on Jiva Vajra, and 2 Kaya Vijnana will depend on Kaya Vajra. So these 10 chitta, they always depend on Vajra for their arising. Now, there are 33 chitta that always depend on Hadya Vajra. So you can read them from here. What are they? They are the 2 Dosa Mula chitta, the 2 Mano Dhatu, the 3 Samjivana, Pasi Tukvara, 8 Mahavipaka, 15 Rupa Vajra, Sota Pati Mika. So these 33, no, chitta, they always depend on Vachu for their arising. Now there are 42 chitta that sometimes depend on Habya Vachu, but sometimes do not depend on Habya Vachu for their arising. And these are the chitta that arise in Arupa Brahma, as far as in us. And so when they arise in us, they depend on Hadya Vachu. But when they arise in Arupa Brahma, no Vachu. So they don't depend on Vachu. So you can read them, what are they? The 8 Loka Mula, 2 Maha Mula, the Manodwara Vachana, eight Mahakriya, four Adhipavachara and four Adhipavachara Kriya Chetas, and the higher Nectar and Flower. So among the seven. And there are four Chetas that never depend on any Vatu. So what are they? They are the four Arupa Rupaka Chetas. So this four Arupa Rupaka Chetas, Arupa Rupaka Chetas, they are included in the nine Mahakata Vipaka. Remember this Mahakata Vipaka. So they perform the Patisamsi, Bhanga and Chuti function. While they perform that, they don't depend on any Vachati. So you have these Chetas. If I ask you, how many Chetas can arise in the Arupa Brahma? What will be your answer? You have to add 32 plus 4, you get 46 chitta. Now, we should be glad we finished chapter 3, so we can go to chapter 4 now. So, we are ready to climb the mountain now. So, for me, this chapter on Nietzsche is most interesting. But most people find it to be very difficult. So that means we are going to climb the mountain. But we climb, we have already get the sun to the base of the mountain. So don't worry, we just go slowly. No? Now, this wiki means cognitive series. No? Cognitive series. Now, the process of consciousness. Please read. Wiki means a chain of consciousness or cognitive series that arises when a sense object appears at one of the sense doors in order to be aware of the object. As the road passes one village after another, without skipping away, nor changing the order of the villages, so also the chetas, that is consciousnesses, arise one after another in the order they should according to the law of chitta, that is chitta niyama. So, the wuti means a series, a cognitive series of chitta that must arise to cognize each sense object. So, if a sense object appears in the eye, so one series of chitta will arise according to this process. These have arise according to the first process. So we have a series of chakras. So that series is called the cognitive series. Or in Pali we call them the vichi. The vichi. So the vichi are the various the cognitive series that must arise to be aware of various sense objects. Now, we first discuss the lifespan of chakra. So, we can read that paragraph. Chaitas arise and dissolve in a person at a tremendous rate of more than 1,000 billion chaitas times the eye wing, and there are about 250 eye wings in a second. So, the lifespan of a chaita consciousness is less than 1,000 billion of a second. So, in that case, second. So, we just measure by the three distinct features in the arising and dissolving of the chitta. So, we give you the lifespan or duration of the chitta is measured by three short instants of the distinct features in the arising and passing away of a chitta. These are Kodhada, the genetic instant, Kiti, the existing instant, and the Benga, the dissolving instant. So when a chitta arises and dissolves, there are three instants there, we say, three distinct features. So it arises. And it exists and dissolves. So, three instants there. So, the arising instant we call upada. Arising instant is upada. And the existing instant is sthiti. And the dissolving instant is the sabinda. So these three short instants represent the lifespan of each other. So this short instant in Pali we call them kana, no kana. So we say a chitta exists for three kana. It exists for three kana. And this, you know, we can read again. This three short instant kana are said to be equal to one moment of consciousness or conscious moment, chitta kana. So we call this three kana to be equal to one chitta kana. So chitta is consciousness, kana means moment or short instant. So it's better to translate chitta kana as consciousness moment. So direct translation. Now, the so on the next page, now the lifespan or the lifetime of a chitta is equal to the three short instants we call kana, and or it is equal to one chitta kana, one consciousness moment. Then it's enough for you. Then we go to the next topic. Now, what is the lifespan of rupa? Again, this week, the lifespan of rupa or corporeal reality is 17 times longer than that of chitta. So we can say that the lifespan of rupa is equal to 17 chitta kana, or 17 conscious moments, or 17 into 3, equal to 51 short instants or kana. As there are 3 short instants in a moment of consciousness. So note that the rupa is 17 times, its lifespan is 17 times longer than that of the chitta. Now, here you have one difference between chitta and rupa. The chitta arises only one at a time. More than chitta will arise at the same time. Now, not only one chitta arises at a time, and after it arises, it exists just a very short moment. We call one kana, a very short moment, and it's gone. So the same with the next chitta. So it would be very difficult to observe the chitta. So normally we are not aware, we cannot see the chitta. Now for the rupa, many rupa entities can arise simultaneously. And after they arise, you will see they will exist for 17 conscious moment. 17 conscious moment. During this existence, more rupa can arise every short instant. Come on. At every come on, the rupa keep arising. So you can see many rupa can accumulate, can get together. So rupa can grow to very, very big objects, as big as our earth or the sun. Then we can see. We can see the rupa. Because many rupa, no particle, can accumulate. They have the chance to accumulate. Now the rupa, you should know that they also have three features in the arising and dissolving. So we say the rupa arises, upada again. Then it exists, we call that chitti. And then it dissolves, we call it benga, dissolve. Now, the arising moment takes just one kana, one instant, short instant. And the dissolving moment also takes only one kana, one kana. So what would be the duration of existence? So the total lifespan is 17 chitta kana. If you multiply by 3, you get 51 kana. The small instant is called kana. Now there's one kana for arising and one kana for dissolving. So what would be the duration of existence? 31 minus 2, that means 49, you know, 49 cannot think and exist. Okay. So, now we can see the Rupa. Now, the next paragraph is quite interesting, I think. Now, this Rupa also arises and dissolves at a tremendous rate of more than 58 billion times a second. So, how do you get that 58 billion times? So, we say, the Abhidhamma says, the creatures can arise more than 1,000 billion. No, N is, so we say in the step of the hand or anything, in a week. So, if you divide that 1,000 billion by 20, because the rupa, it can last for 17 seconds. So you divide by 20, you get that 58 billion. So the rupa, even the rupa, can arise and dissolve, for more than 58 billion times in one snap of the hand. One snap of the hand. So it takes for 1 second, then you have to multiply by 250. Because in 1 second, they say there are 250 ways, no 250 ways. So science today, they can observe that the cells, the cells and the nucleus there, they are arising and dissolving. We can see, they say. We can see the arising and dissolving up to 100 million times per second. But they cannot go up to, the people say 58 billion times. But when we study the atomic structure, one atom is made up of a nucleus, consisting of protons and neutrons to make the nucleus. And electrons are revolving around it. The very first bit electrons are revolving about the half the speed of the light, they say. Half the speed of light. So the light can travel 186,000 the miles per second. So with that half speed, and the atom is very small. So if electron already, in that small space, with that great speed. So how many revolutions in 1 second? So it will amount to 58 billion. 58 billion. So that means the atom is changing. 58 billion times that you can see. Because it's moving, it's changing. So the Buddha says correct. Okay, then we go to the next topic. We say six types of vijnana again. So now we are trying to classify the chitta, 89 chittas again. Based on the six sensors. Based on the six sensors. So we get six types of chitta now. What are they? We just look at the mind. Chakku vijnana, that represents the two eye consciousness. Sota vijnana, the two ear consciousness, dana vijnana, the two nose consciousness, jiva vijnana, the two tongue consciousness, kaya vijnana, the two body consciousness, and mano vijnana, the 79 mind consciousness. So, this is another way of classifying. Just before we classify them into seven vijnana dhatu. Now when we classify them as vijnana dhatu, the two eye consciousness is taken as chakku vijnana dhatu. So the same like the chakku vijnana here. Now sota vijnana dhatu would be the same as sota vijnana. But here the mano vijnana would be equal to the three mano dhatu plus the 76 mano vijnana dhatu. I think you already forget about the mano dhatu and mano vijnana. So you forget it, you just stand on page 118. There you can see the 6 and 7. The mano dhatu and mano vijnana dhatu. So these two dhatu are now taken as mano vijnana. So mano vijnana represent the 79 types of consciousness. Now, let's go to the next topic again. Six types of vichi, cognitive process. Now, vichi or cognitive series of consciousness is also divided into six classes. which may be named according to either the six senses or according to the six types of vijnana as follows. So when you look at the name, chakhu dwara vichit, so you are given the name based on the six senses. You already know the six senses, the chakhu dwara, sota dwara, so you just add vichit to that. So you get chakhu dwara vichit, sota dwara vichit, gana dwara vichit, kinga dwara vichit, kaya dwara vichit, mano dwara vichit. Those are the six types of vichit. Now, if you base the name on the six types of vijnana, you would call it chakhu vijnana vichit, sota vijnana vichit. Now you can look at the in the boxes. And number three, gana vijnana vichit. Number four, jiva vijnana vichit, kaya vijnana vichit, mano vijnana vichit. So you can go in two ways. Then we can go to the next topic again. The causes for the arising of the vichit. Now four conditions must meet or must be satisfied for the arising of chakhu dwara vichit. Now these are chakhu prasada, that is the eyeball, must be good. So if your chakhu prasada is not good, you mean you are blind. You are blind, you cannot see. And so your chakhu prasada must be good to see. And number two, rupa ramana, that means visible object, must be present to see it. And number three, amoka, the light must be present. That is completely dark, you cannot see them. So you know this three must be present. But number four is very particular again. We say manasikara. No, the attention must be present. So though the visible object appear in the eye, if you don't pay attention to them, you are not aware of them. So the manasikara, paying attention, must be present. Again, let's go to number two. The four conditions for the arising of sota dwara vichi. Now one sota prasada, the ego must be there. Shabda ramana, the sound must be present. Akasha, space, for the touching of sound must be present. So, we know that the sound is carried by air. No, it's carried by air molecule. And the air molecule, they must strike the eardrum in order to be aware of the sound there. So, if you stay in a soundproof room, where the air cannot enter you, you will not hear the sound. So you need the space for the air to travel to your ear so that you can hear it. And number three, again, you need your manasikara, the attention. Now, if you go to the next door, it will be the same thing. Now, for number three, and kadi, for the arising of gana dwara vichit. We say you need kanna prasada to be good, and the kanna ramana, the smell must be present, and vayu, the air element that carries the smell, must be present, and manasikara must be present. So we can agree with that. Now, how about the four conditions that are required for the arising of jiva dwara vichi? Jiva prasada, the tongue door must be good, rasa ramana, the taste must be present. Other liquid elements, such as saliva, must be present. And I appreciate that statement. Because we know that when we eat something, that something must dissolve in saliva. Only then the saliva will be in contact with the taste bud, with the taste nuts there. We call them the jiva prasada. So they have to dissolve in the liquid, the saliva. Only then they can get contact with the jiva prasada. Only then you will get the taste. So if your food is sometimes dry, it's almost dry. So as soon as you put on the tongue, no taste yet. But you keep on chewing. The more you chew, so the more of the food will dissolve in the saliva. So the greater taste that you get. So the bigger you chew, the better you taste. So it is good to chew, not for a long time in eating. And let's go to
Rule number five is the four conditions, that are required for the arising kaya dwara, which is, we say kaya basada, body form must be first. Satsadharamana, the flesh must be present, and satsadhatari, the firm solid element must be present for transmittance of the thought. So you can imagine there, why satsadhatari, the firm solid element is necessary. So the touch, or the tangible object that you call, is actually it represents the pressure. And when you touch there, you apply the pressure there. So when you apply the pressure, now this pressure must be conveyed by various layers of rupa, to get to the prasada there. So prasada is inside the skin there. So you need this pressure to be relieved. So you need the palm tata battery to relieve. And when you place marbles, close with one another in the roof, it will push here. So the push body remains to all the marbles, the same thing. Now for the mind or the manodhara vichi, again we need two conditions. What are they? Manodhara, the mind must be present. And dhamma ramana, the mind object must be present. Any of the six sense object must be present. And hadyagatu, the heart disk, must be present. And manasikara must also be present. Now, about the significance of manasikara, I give you in the last paragraph here. I give you an illustration. And I tell about a mother who is small baby. Since the mother sleeps, she always sleeps with pain, so that she would wake up very often. Whenever she wakes up, she feels the baby, especially the long cloth of the baby, or the netting of the baby, whether it is wet. So if the cloth that we wrap the baby is wet, the mother has to get up, change it, and feed the baby, and let him sleep again. So every time she wakes up, she feels, she changes the cloth and let the baby sleep. So if she has to wake up several times in the night, so when it comes to several nights, she must have lost much sleep. So sometimes when she fell asleep, she fell asleep very soundly. So soundly that even very light thunder you get it. You get hearing the light thunder, she would not be awake. She would not be awake. She is in very sound sleep. But if the baby wakes up and cries, so she will wake up. So this will be manasikara is very important. So this condition, you have to find out yourself in inside meditation. Because when you are trying to see the series of chitta that arise in you, so we also ask you to study this chitta according to the six laws. Now when it's physical objects, sight, eye, door, what are the chittas that arise? You have to see the thing. So, in meditation, you have to see these chittas and see the chittas first, and you have to find out the reason. Why the chitta causes, why the chitta arises. Otherwise, you may have doubt. How do these chittas arise? Do they arise without any cause? By the help of the Brahma? by the will of God? So you might have such doubt about it. So you have to find out the reason. So you have to do this in inside meditation. And we stop here for the moment. Okay? So we meet again at 2 then. Sa-ti, sa-ti, sa-ti.